listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So, it's all forgotten.
Hey! Good morning, Patrick. What time is it over there?
Right now, it's hello, everyone. It's 6:20 a.m. on a Thursday morning.
I'm shaking my head.
That's an uncivilized time to be waking up, to my mind. But hey. You seem to be coping with it manfully.
We got to do what we got to do for the sake of art.
yes, the sacrifices we make.
Good morning, Simon. Oh, no, good afternoon, or?
No, it's still morning just about here. So, it's 11:19 in Grey Sussex. Good morning, yeah.
Great.
Good morning, Patrick.
It's noon over here in Berlin, the city of doom. big episode. What about the raffle? Did you plan the raffle, Simon?
The raffle? What are you talking about?
Oh, we talked about the lottery and people could win stuff. No, I'm just kidding. No. You can win, a shout out by us. Yeah, we have two games to talk about. The home game against Wolfsburg and the away game in Munich. And Hertha is top of Europe. The only team with 0 points after three match days.
That's not true. Arsenal.
No.
Oh, really?
We are in the same boat.
Oh, no.
Yeah. 0 points, 0 goals scored, nothing. Oh. An abject
Somebody
failure
so far.
Somebody
has to take a screenshot, and I wore something that's not white so you don't think I'm naked again.
That was so funny, because in that screenshot, it really did look like... I thought it was funny anyway.
I'm wearing my new Boateng shirt.
All right.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Prince.
Prince.
Oh, sorry, you have your Bang Kevin reception t-shirt.
My what? who banged who?
You don't remember the anecdote?
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Last episode.
Oh, sorry. There's somebody at the door. I have to leave. Take care. Yes.
So we mentioned it before recording. This is episode 50, half a century. Woo. So, yay, woo!
Party. Woo.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for being patient and still listening, hopefully.
So you're talking to the two people listening to this regularly, which is probably Simon's wife and then somebody else.
Yes. Yes. It's nobody the rest of my family, I don't think.
Same.
Yeah, I think SoundCloud got rid of those. You had the Pulse app where you could see everything about the listeners, and now it's gone. So before I could always see how many downloads you had and how many people listened to it from what location.
I think it's built into the SoundCloud app itself now, so you can
go and... It's well hidden now.
Yeah.
Well hidden.
And personally, I think that's just as well, because it's depressing seeing there's only 4 people listening to us.
I wouldn't listen to us if I had the option.
You should see my numbers.
Well, yeah, you do it for a giggle, really. Yeah. You don't want to try to take it too seriously.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you take anything too seriously when it comes to Hertha, really, when it comes to it. But, yeah. Well, certainly not this season, anyway.
Fair. So you want to talk about the games real quick? Sorry, well, Sam.
Can I just ask one thing? To the best of people's recollection or knowledge, is this the worst start to the season ever? It's got to be up there, surely. You can't do much worse than we've done.
What about, you mean ever? Or ever since we started? Or because I remember the season under Luhukay. Where they, it must be 14-15 season. Started out with a draw against Bremen at home, where Julian Schieber scored from a header. And then they, Preet somehow missed the right point in time, went to dismiss the coach. And then it took till February.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty crappy, wasn't it?
But they had a point, so. Last season, they won. Against Bremen, to everybody's surprise.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
And then it went downhill fast from there.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that was a distraction on my part.
I'm so sick and tired of people complaining and whining and moaning. That's why I had to write this long tweet yesterday, this thread, because I was so upset with people crying about it.
Well, I mean, what else can we do? Well,
take it like a man.
It happens. I mean, Herta's done this before, and I dare say they'll do it again. If anybody really sort of thought that spending a bucket load of money is going to sort of suddenly, miraculously make everything work, they're sort of pretty obviously sadly mistaken.
But who spent money?
Sorry?
Herta didn't spend money. We made like 29 million plus from selling people this transfer window.
Well, they did spend it. They just got some of it back. That's all. I mean, half the people they bought previously, I know this is sort of treading on the toes of what's happening later on. The people that did buy in that we were kind of hoping would do sort of wonderful things, you know, like Cordoba and Cunha, they're gone.
So do you want to talk about
money? Didn't help.
Shall we talk about all the transfers yet?
Might as well.
Yeah, so we started. That was my fault. Destroying the structure of the whole thing.
No. That's
I mean, I have not. Yeah,
structure?
The structure. I have no recollection of last episode. So I'm just going to start with all the transfers in chronological order. We have Suat Serdar from the overperforming Schalke team for 8 million. Who did very well, and then I think we talked about his goal against Liverpool last time around. That was crazy. Yes, no. I can't see you because I have a different page open.
I don't remember, but
take your word for it.
Okay, yes. Sada, good transfer. German, Turkish national. I think the winter before that. In the 1920 season, over the winter transfer window, some British club offered 20 million for him.
God, 20 million in 1920? That's a lot of money back then.
Can you mute Simon?
Oh, sorry.
And then, hang on 1 second. This makes no sense at all whatsoever.
We got Kevin Prince-Boateng from Monza.
Marco Richter. Is this alphabetical? Yes. Hang on, my list is just crazy.
You've got Jovetic.
Jovetic for free, as well as... so we had minus 8. Richter for 7.1 million, and in turn we got our scoring threat, Arne Meyer. shipped off to Augsburg, and Augsburg went really crazy about the whole thing. I just saw the social media stuff they did. Like, he was messy.
Huh.
Really?
Yeah. They will see what they get for that.
they will come back to reality soon.
Sometimes when people move to a different club, they suddenly sort of, you know, go on fire. So.
But I think the thing is about this window, especially, I mean, many people were really unhappy with the results, but I guess Bobic and Friedrich wanted to focus on getting people out, you know, getting people out who were not on, committed to the program. You don't want to be here. You're gone. That's it. But the thing is, we don't have any offense anymore. Cordoba left. Luque Bacchio is off to Wolfsburg, I think. Cunha has gone to Atletico.
Yeah,
that's a lot of people.
We have Cunha gone for 30 million, Cordoba gone for 20 million to Krasnodar in the Russian Premier League. Luka Netz, 4 million to Gladbach. Arne Meyer loan to Augsburg. Matthew Leckie, any sound effects, to Melbourne City.
I don't have any fart noise on my board.
Is this the only, this have to do. Sound you have? Or do you have other sounds as well? Omar Alderete sold loan to Valencia and La Liga with, I think it's an option to buy. Oh, and Arne Meyer, if he starts 25 games, gone. Then Luque Bacchio on loan. Do you know? Did you know he gets 2.5 million a season?
Really?
Yeah.
2.5? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, Wolfsburg are assuming his entire...
Did he do the catering at the club for that as well? does he flip burgers in behind the scenes?
Like SpongeBob. Delrosun to Girondin Bordeaux.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Leuven already loaned out to Bochum. Oh, yep. Nankam to Fürth, but he's still injured.
Gone for the season, yeah.
Probably. So I on his Instagram, he goes to all the matches. I saw him on Tuesday night. He was at the under-23s game.
Okay.
Against BFC. And then Redan to PEC Twolle in the Eredivisie. Mm-hmm. Khedira retired. Guendouzi at Arsenal, but currently loan. He's on loan, right? He's in.
Yeah, at Marseille.
And Radonjic has moved on to
Marseille as well.
No. He moved on to Portugal.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay.
I can't think of the name. Okay, then back to incoming. Serda Richter, 7.1 million. Oh, now you have, it is a French guy. You have to help me out from Nice. Or is it Nice?
Yeah, Mizian, Mizian Maolida. Yes.
4 million. Jürgen Ekelenkamp from Ajax for 3 million. Belfodil for 500,000. Boateng and Jovetic, as we already mentioned, for free. Mm-hmm. Then we have Oliver Christensen from Odense in Denmark.
Yes.
Jashemski is back because it was alone. Selke and Meyer as well, but they're already gone. Mm-hmm. And I think that's it.
Selke.
Yeah.
Back from Bremen.
Selke, yeah. Yeah, Selke, okay. Jashemski, and Meyer.
Yes. And while we're at it, I still did some anagrams.
Oh. Oh, no, not again.
Yes. only for the latest, though. So. Yes, exactly. All right, so for Maolida, just the last name, I have Adam Oil.
This is so pointless. Pointless.
Well, let's hope he doesn't slip up.
Yeah, exactly. It is what it is. For Ekelenkamp, the entire name, Jürgen Ekelenkamp, I have knee-jerk maple gunk. that's something. For Oliver Christensen, only the last name, Christensen, I got thin screens.
Well, let's hope he doesn't have thin screens when it comes to goalkeeping. Yes. We kind of want thick screens, really.
Yes. And for Belfodil, the entire name, Ishak Belfodil, I have a half solid bike. This is Erta. It's not even a fully solid bike. It is a half solid bike.
I like half solid.
So, and Belfodil, only for the last name, we could have Bold Life. So,
I like that.
Or field lob. Maybe he will lob balls on the field, on the pitch. Who knows?
Yeah. Belfodil or who?
Well, Belfodil or whoever. You know, okay. At the point we're at right now, I mean, any...
As long as the lob actually goes to somebody rather than just randomly on the field and then bounces.
Yes. Or into the stands, you know, or who knows?
Yeah.
All right.
Long balls are okay as long as they go to somebody.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And speaking of transfers... there was this guy from Arsenal who almost joined. I think it was Reece Nelson, if I remember. And he went to Feyenoord in the Netherlands. And that goes to show you, when there's smoke, there's Feyenoord.
Oh, God.
This is off the rails. Big time.
Some stupid little comedy club where you can peddle that shit.
Well, I mean, at this point, what else do we have? You know?
Yes. There's an English comedy night on the Floating Lounge along by the East Side Gallery.
Oh, okay.
You can go along there on a Monday night and you can do your thing.
Nice. Okay. Sorted. I would be a horrible stand-up, but...
We've gone along a couple of times, and I've been about the oldest person there by about 30 years. But
Was it any good? Because I might check it out.
Oh, it's all right. No, it's all right for a bit of a giggle. You get a free shot on the way in. Can't be bad.
Okay.
Free shot on the way in.
Awesome.
I wouldn't vouch for the quality, but, you know. No, it's something to do on a Monday night. Why not?
Yeah. Sounds good.
We have a transfer aggregate of 31.90 million euros. How much is that in Canadian dollars?
31 million euros. It's about 47 or 48, I'd say.
So, Simon, any thoughts on the transfers?
Well, there's been a lot of movement. And just going through that, it's taken us about half an hour to work through the list of people that are going in and out.
Yeah, because of his stupid word games.
Whether we do anything with it or not is something else. I mean, as Patrick was saying just now, some of the better goal scorers and things that we had, such as they've been,
all gone,
have now gone. So we're left with what, Selke and Piontek, neither of which have sort of really set the world on fire in the last season. Anyway, I know Selke was elsewhere, and then on the other side of the coin, we've got a defence that has got a very, very thin shield from sort of Patrick's
thin screen.
Thin screen, that's the one, yeah. Because, I mean, at times it was embarrassing against Bayern. I mean, I know, in all fairness to them, they're sort of very good players, but we were quite shocking at occasions there. So if we got nobody to score and we haven't got a defence, that's not a good starting point.
Yeah,
so
that's usually bad.
it's not usually a good sign. So you've got to hope that some of these people coming in are going to be able to do some good stuff.
Yeah, but
it's
the thing is,
that kills you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We should know.
Yeah.
We should know as Hertha fans. But the thing is, regarding Bayern, I think the most disappointing thing was usually we always give them a game, you know.
Yeah.
We always give them trouble, at least. We don't necessarily win, but that's fine. At least they have to work for it, but not last time. It's like, I didn't watch the game, but from what I've heard, they gave up pretty fast.
Yeah. I mean, as you say, normally we give them a game and, yeah, we don't win, but we put up a decent sort of fist at it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, this time you can't let Lewandowski run around like they were letting him do. I mean, he did some sort of nice little tricks and things, you know, with little dummies and what have you. But at one point, I think it was Stark and
Boyata.
Mm-hmm. So I just couldn't get my head around it. they were sort of looking towards the back of the net, and surprisingly, that's where the ball went. I mean, it's, what on earth were they doing?
And Schwolle was sitting down and like, I'll just stay here. Yeah. Looks dangerous up there.
If he's already on the deck from trying to save it on the previous occasion, you can't really sort of blame him for that. But them just sort of standing around there looking at the back of the net and allow Lewandowski to come up behind them, jump higher than them and knock it in. Well, what is going on there? No, not really. But perhaps I'm being harsh. I don't know.
But honestly, I mean, it's only three games, but would you be worried about Dardai's message not coming across anymore?
No.
Okay.
I think the entire thing that happened, we can talk about this in a minute,
mm-hmm.
it's all just bullshit and smoke screens.
We can talk about it now. I'm intrigued.
No. Now Patrick has to say what he thinks about the transfers, and then I will go into a one-hour monologue. Go ahead, Patrick.
I think I mentioned it briefly before. I guess I hope they've focused more about getting people out. But there was another transfer who went completely sideways.
The Spanish guy.
Yes.
Something Spanish.
Yeah, he played in Serie A, I think, in Italy. I understand completely why people are disappointed from that transfer window. Now, who's going to score? You know, Selke and Piontek, and that's it, I think. This is worrying, maybe. Yeah, but that's still a lot of unknowns, you know. And that's all I got on the transfers, pretty much.
I mean, what really worries me is people who are out. You have Selke with a broken rib. You have Piontek still recovering from that broken ankle. You have Jahrstein still out after contracting COVID. You have Dardai with something wrong in his one of his joints and one of his feet. You have Jovetic out with a thigh injury, and he's not thigh.
Calf
injury, and he's apparently He's moved. He's in Belgrade now with his favorite doctor, and from there he's going to the national team of Montenegro.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
At least we got rid of Letty.
Horribly.
Yeah, and Dade and Boateng was out, and I think that's about it. But that's enough.
Yeah, that's a lot of injuries. That's true.
That's a lot of injuries at this stage of the season.
Yeah, and I mean, this is the first and last time you will ever hear me say this, but I guess the international break is welcome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But no, yeah. After three games, it's still weird, but you know,
yeah.
What can we do?
I just think that the squad as such is a bit thin. I mean, okay, you have four goalkeepers. That should be enough. Three are active now. But then you got rid of, what was the guy, the Paraguayan guy, Aldarete? Mm-hmm. He's on loan. So now you have Stark, Torunariga, Boyata, and Dade, who's injured.
What's going on with Torunariga? Didn't he want to leave and he was vocal about it? And it turned out to be nothing, or?
Nothing, just complaining. Huh. But I would totally understand him because, I mean, Dada usually says that a left foot has to play on the left side center, and a right footer has to play on the right side. And then last game, he had two right footers in there, in Boyata and Stark.
Mm. Wow.
But Torunariga is the only guy I see constantly working out privately. I remember one summer break, they were all in Greece and they were all working out with Ernesto and who was the goalkeeper who came to a Christmas party? Smash?
Oh, yeah, okay.
They're always working.
Yeah.
That guy.
Okay, I'll go on with positions. You have left back, Mittelstädt, Plattenhardt. Not ideal. Right back, Zeevuyk, Klünter, and Pekarik.
Okay.
Which is okay, but I'm still looking for somebody who's able to, I don't know, shut down the right-hand side. Because Zeevuyk against Bayern was not really that great. And okay. Klünter, to me, this is not meant to offend. He's not a football player. He is a track and field guy who somehow got in with the wrong crowd.
Okay.
I like him though. Lots of heart, very speedy, but yeah. Then you have we only have two defensive midfielders now. We used to have, I don't know, five. Now we have Tuzar and Askasiba.
Hmm.
And in center you have Serdar, Darida, Ekelenkamp, and Jonas Michelbrink, and Boateng, who is still listed as injured, but he's back. Then you have I think the right wing could be a bit thin. we have Maulida, Jaszewski. Then you have Richter, Piontek, still injured. He was talking about being back for the Bayern game, but I think it's going to be till Christmas. And then you have Jovetic, Selke, who's injured, Belfodil, and Ruven Wertmüller.
That's a lot of names, but there's not much proven commodities there.
No.
Available, yeah. I mean.
And I think that's why everybody's whining and complaining that, I mean, the whole deadline day, which is a stupid construct.
Start with. I hate it.
Oh, yeah.
I watched it on TV. It was so boring. And all they talked about were the starting lineups for Bayern and Leipzig.
Yeah, no but shit. Why did you keep watching? You know, I told you on the chat, I was like, you know, go for a walk outside, you know?
Hey.
At the same time, he was thrashing himself with a birch twig.
Yes, exactly. I mean, but
look, in the beginning, they came out with a 22%. At 10 a.m., you know, cool.
Oh,
here they come.
God.
Here they come. That was a disaster.
I don't know whose idea was that, the percentage thing.
I know who's responsible.
You do?
I mean, Carsten Schmidt is the guy who, it's marketing is his deal. So
Christ.
He's the one to blame.
Wow.
Or Maurice Sonnefeld, who's the digital guy.
Excuse my ignorance, but what was the idea behind this percentage business?
I think
what were they trying to do?
1 or 2 years ago, it looks like a percentage button. Like if you install something and it says 90%, blah, blah, blah. Or if I download a podcast, it goes 55%. And it was supposed to be 22% till the end. And I think 1 year ago, 2 years ago, it was stuck at 1% for hours. And then they had, but then they had Alderete and Guendouzi coming in last summer, I guess. I'm not sure. I wasn't paying attention. Or was it the winter break? I don't know.
So what happened when it got to 100%?
Then the transfers are done. The stupid thing was they started at 22% after one transfer, Maulida. And then you think, okay, it's going to be five more guys. And then after 9 hours or something like that, it went all the way up to 68, just with Redan, who has he ever played for the men's team? I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
And then at 11:30 at night, they go up to 100% with Dilrosun leaving. I mean, it's okay for Redan and Dilrosun to leave because Redan never really played and Dilrosun was, let's say, a very fragile. He was always, it looked like he was in a losing bar fight. He was always knocked around by opposing players.
He had a great few flashes of brilliance, but.
And he was injured.
Yeah, injured a lot and. Yeah, that's unfortunate. But yeah, I guess the main question is, I know what you mean, Simon. What did they base it on, that number? Was it the number of transfers or the time remaining?
Nobody knows. You know, because that's the big question.
Yeah, exactly. That's the big question.
Because everybody assumed if you have 22, then you have 78% to go.
Yes.
Yeah? So it would be at least 3 to 4 players, but it wasn't. So everybody, and then, I mean, it was the first transfer was in the morning. And then I checked on Twitter. It was like 8 or 9 hours between two tweets about somebody leaving or something happening. It was really bad. Yeah. But people get really crazy about everything.
Is it possible they were trying to work on something that would have made more sense. It just went splat?
So they
were just left looking stupid.
I hope so.
I mean, if they weren't, I mean, that's a bit of a crazy idea on somebody's part.
But right now that the window is open, it is closed, which type of player do you think they need the most right now, would you say?
Winger.
Okay.
Winger and a second, some defender, some... I'm just so happy they didn't get the other Boateng.
Mm. Yeah, he went to Lyon, I think.
I think he went to Bordeaux. I'm not sure.
But it doesn't matter. Well, I mean, yeah. it would have been a PR deal because I think he's cooked.
Has he played at all?
Right? I mean, he's done pretty much, right?
Yeah, I think so too.
I mean, I guess we are so desperate for feel-good stories, I guess, that people would have been happy to see him back, I'm sure.
Yeah, but
I don't think Jan would have been. Jan's been quite outspoken about this for a very long time.
Team Prince. Yeah, no, he's cooked. And then I mean, guess how much money he would make? He comes from Bayern.
Oh no, I don't know.
And also, Bayern tried to get rid of him for 3 years now.
Yes.
And I remember last year they said he should leave and then something didn't work out because I think Bayern was... Oh, did I send you this message about Kostic with Frankfurt?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The email with Lazio?
Yeah, yeah. But now, okay, just to explain, there was... this is Italian guy, right? Who does all the transfers? Yeah. And he said that Frankfurt intentionally gave Lazio Rome the wrong email address. So that the transfer wouldn't happen on time. But now Frankfurt went on the record and said, no, we gave them the right address. They were just missing a K in Frankfurt.
Oh, God.
Because they emailed it to Frankfurt, which is almost as stupid as getting thrown over the cup because you had 6 substitutions instead of 5. And anyway, he didn't move. But that's going to be awkward practice sessions and games. When he comes back to practice after he didn't want to play in the last match and wanted to leave and then he didn't. So there's also one guy at Bremen who wanted to leave and they didn't happen because Hertha was supposed to get somebody from Union and then they would get the other guy, but it never happened. Yeah, the Marvin Friedrich.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and then there were rumors about the captain of Mainz, Niakate.
Okay.
Also didn't happen. So much ado about nothing.
Yeah, a lot of things didn't happen, turns out.
Business as usual.
Yes.
I'd rather have transfers not happening because of, I don't know, money people asked for or some other problems with the player, and get rid of the players who don't really want to be there, like Nets or Cordoba or maybe even Cunha. I mean, seriously, if you look at Cunha and Luke Bacchio, all I can see is some great flashes and some goals, but then also, oh, defending, oh, I don't want to. Or at the Bayern game, they talked about this a lot in other podcasts, was that Luke Bacchio sat down and he didn't get up, and then a goal happened because he was still sitting somewhere in the box without doing anything at all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'd rather have...
You can do without that, even if you don't necessarily get good replacements. I mean, that's just really shitty to see.
Yep.
To watch them. And Cunha sort of flouncing around the place because somebody sort of got within sort of a foot of him.
Yeah, complaining.
I hate that. You know,
I think in the Cologne game, he was fouled, in quotation marks, and then he sat down and nothing, and then the goal happened because there were more opposing players in the box than defenders. Yeah. Also, I think Cunha was way too good, and I think Dardai said that maybe Hertha as a team was not ready for a player like him.
Okay, yeah, I can kind of understand it, but one thing I'm curious about is, well, I mean, it's not like I'm going to follow it closely, but I'm curious to see how Cunha will do at Atletico, because Simeone, he is not going to tolerate that kind of horse shit. He's going to kill him with his bare hands. So that should be interesting.
Perhaps that'll do him some good, I think.
Yes.
I mean, if you just look at the numbers, if you don't...
Are we that boring, Jan?
No, but
you've been yawning in our faces.
I just mean, if you just look at the numbers, we got Cunha for 12 million or 18?
No, more than that, I think. Oh, no, we got him for 12. Yes.
And they sold him for 30.
Yes.
And then you had Cordoba, who I think he scored like 7 goals or was... he's back at he's in Krasnodar, and he scored 5 goals and had 2 assists in the first 4 or 5 games. Crazy guy.
Yeah.
But we got him for 15 and sold him for 20 or something like that. Yeah. And he only played half the games because of injuries.
Yes.
So one could also argue that we got rid of players who are not really.
That was good business. That's true.
Yeah. Mm.
That's true.
It is. I mean, I'm kind of hoping, and lots of people are sort of saying that was the idea in getting rid of some of these players, because the people that didn't want to be there and they weren't committed to the project kind of thing.
But speaking of business, we are jumping all over the place as usual, but we've heard some new details about Windhorst maybe being under investigation. Is it something that fans should be concerned about, or is it just, you know, regular financial horseshit?
No. The thing is, there was a there's some lady on Twitter who is there privately, and she posted something from the Financial Times, and I tried to get in touch with somebody who has, you know, who is in the field. And I talked to Nico, and he said, oh, I'm sorry, I don't know anything about this. Why? Yeah, you know, because I have a doctorate in macroeconomics. So he said that I know more about it than he does. It's basically in Germany, if you're a large company, you have to have your annual financial statements audited. And then the auditor gives you a statement officially, and says, okay, your books are in order. Looks like your company is doing fine. And I think it will be, that's the going concern assumption, that you say, okay, the company looks financially healthy, able to fulfill all its obligations, and then that it could go on as a going concern. And I used to work at an auditor's office for like 10 years as a student. And I had one case where that didn't happen, and that was Parmalat. It's a great... big Italian milk group.
Yeah, that rings a bell,
and
yeah.
They really, really fucked up. And I think they were the sponsor of AC Parma, and was really a big deal. And usually you have this auditor statement that says like, yeah, everything's in order, blah, 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 blah. And this one said, nothing's in order. That's not fine. That's not fine. We don't think that will go as a going concern. No, not going to happen. And KPMG, one of the big four auditing companies in the world, they supposedly said that they cannot really give them this auditor's opinion because most of the things are not really certain and it can't be verified. And it's all the thing is, I don't know anything about these investments. It's a fund called H2O.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And it's just that the and when I was reading the article, there was some other article linked in there where it said that Windhorst might be under criminal investigation.
Yes.
And we talked about this, and we went after the Wolfsburg game. There was a Hertha quiz.
Mm-hmm.
At Hertha, you walk out the stadium, and then there's another door, and you walked in there, and then you're right next to the training grounds, and there they had beer tables. And there was a Hertha quiz, and we talked about this there. But as I understand it, my friends in high places, Ingo Schiller, he said that whatever happens to Windhorst, it's no problem because Hertha has the money.
And that's what I heard as well.
Yeah. So he won't be able to. So this should be safe. Should.
Yeah.
Let's hope it is. But the news is that there are rumors that his investments, which are, I think, a couple, 4 billion or something like that, can't be really verified, and there might be something fishy about them.
Hmm. Well, as long as the club doesn't go bankrupt.
As I understand it, he's just handed the money over. He's given money to the club. So the club has got that money, and as long as they're not basing what they're doing on the assumption that they're going to get more, then they'll be fine.
Yeah, that's exactly the big thing. Like, if overnight your major sugar daddy, quote-unquote, is gone, now you have to manage the team in a different way. You know, you got to tighten your belt, and might be difficult, might be painful.
I mean, that happened to Victoria, who are now in the Dritte Liga, and they had an investor, and they were still, I don't know, fourth. I don't know which division they were in. I think the sixth division. And then they had this Chinese investor, and everything was, then they started, you know, planning everything. And then all of a sudden there were no more payments, and they couldn't get a hold of the investor anymore. Oh, he just disappeared from the face of the earth. But they made it now. And I think they were, after three match days, they were first in Dritte Liga.
Okay.
They play in Lichterfelde, if anybody wants to see something not so sad when you're in Berlin.
No, so sometimes, yeah, the lower league stuff is quite fun sometimes. I've done that a little bit with Maria, Patrick, so over here. And it's quite fun.
Okay, we talked about Windhorst. We talked about, do we have to talk about the matches? I don't think so. It was just bad. I mean, Wolfsburg, and I think I was at the game and I sent you guys a text saying, this Wolfsburg team is very beatable today. And they were.
Famous last words.
But they were beatable. Yeah, but then something happened. I mean,
the game started.
No,
referee blew his whistle.
Yeah.
I mean, that was it.
I mean, had they were ahead, everything was
okay.
Yeah.
And then not even getting that 1 point was really, really shitty. And then the Munich game is just total, I don't know. The thing is, I said earlier that I think all Dade does now is smoke mirrors, smoke screens and horse shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they're doing right now. I think they're all in on it. So what happens? They play a shitty, shitty game. Then Dade says something. He was shocked by the team. And then the next day he goes on record and says something like, I'm not really glued to my seat. If somebody wants to get rid of me, it's no problem. Hertha's probably looking for a big, huge coach. I'm a little coach. I'm a nice coach. And if you just say the word, I'm going to be off to the U16.
Oh, yeah, people freaked out a little bit about that.
Yeah, but that's all. You know, that's what he always does. He always says something either outrageous and all that. If you're a good leader, you always stand, put yourself in front of the team. Mm-hmm.
Bring the pressure on yourself.
Negativity.
Yeah. Yeah. And then take the heat off the players.
Yeah, and then behind closed doors, he's probably going to yell at them and tell them they're not going to get any goulash anymore in their lives or something like that. But, yeah, that happens. Then
come on, that's a bit extreme.
That's just the thing that gave me pause was that everybody did something unprofessional. Friedrich with this tweet, we're gonna use the international break to readjust and come back stronger and something.
Well, yeah,
about...
that's typical, you know, PR crap.
Yeah, but it's still not a clever thing to do.
I guess, but
and then Schmidt. I don't know. Then Schmidt, who worked for Sky for years, who's a consummate professional when it comes to PR. He goes on the record and says something like, "What did he say?" He said, "It all doesn't make sense. It's so unprofessional that I think it's all just a ruse."
What did he say, more or less? Because I don't remember that part.
Hang on. I just need to... he went on Doppelpass, the worst show in the world. funny thing is, it has a new sponsor now. So now it's called the Stahlwerk Doppelpass. You know, like steel work.
Stahlwerk, okay.
Yeah. It sounds like a techno group from the 1990s. Yeah, but I mean, it's always the same thing always happens. You go on this show, then you talk about Hertha for 5 seconds, and then you go all the way back and talk about Bayern for the rest of the hour.
Well, yeah, I mean, to be honest, that's the case with most Bundesliga shows or podcasts.
And it has been for a long time. Yeah. I used to listen to, you know, a variety of Bundesliga podcasts, but it was all sort of singing the praises of
Bayern
and everybody else was just a sideshow.
Yeah.
And that really pissed me off when I stopped.
I mean, don't you love them? They're the best team ever.
We
and
know.
I like all the, and yeah. all the players are so nice, especially my special friend Thomas Müller.
Oh, yeah.
Big wonderful face. He said something.
Well, that's
something
okay.
that was not, it was matter. Not really clever thing to say. No, it's strange because he said some stuff that was really awkward.
Aren't you supposed to have media guys that advise people what to say and definitely
and he,
what
no,
not
but
to
he
say.
Is a media guy. I mean, okay. he was the head of Sky Sports in Germany for I don't know how many years. That's what gave me pause that this is not something that they do. Oh, I slipped. I did this, you know?
If you say that it is all an elaborate ruse, I think you are giving them too much credit.
Absolutely. Yeah. Totally agree. Yeah.
I don't think they are that savvy.
This is my podcast, and I only want guys here who are getting with the program. If you're going to start whining, you're out. I'll do it all by myself.
Okay, all right.
Okay, bye.
There you go. How many sounds do you have there?
I'm sorry?
How many sounds? You have two sounds? Or
no, I have... I have four standard, but I think I can program in more, but it's a pain in the ass. I have to take out the SD card and, you know, go to a computer and blah blah blah. So the ones I have right now are,
and then you have an intro and an outro probably for your podcast.
No, not even that. It's like hold on, I got this.
<What's that?
laughs> It's kind of a transition music, I guess. And I have, there hasn't been much of that so far this season, I also have this.
You could put that at the end of this podcast.
Okay.
Some massive audience.
Will do. Oh, and speaking of podcasts, shout out to the North American WhatsApp group. And a new Don't Poke the Bear cast dropped last night, Wednesday night. And it kind of, I had a revelation. I think I have the perfect analogy or, you know, metaphor or comparison for both our podcasts. Ours and theirs. And Joe and Ed are the hosts for Don't Poke the Bear cast. Good guys. Hi to both of them. Ed has been on the podcast a couple of times, if you guys remember.
I do.
All right.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, I know. But solid guys all the way. And I think that their podcast, and I mean that in the best way possible, okay, let's make that clear. I think they are like TV pundits, you know, super professional, clean cut. They are, you know, they stay on topic. They stay on topic.
Patrick, what are you saying? What are you saying?
And they, you know, they talk more tactics and they break things down, you know, very professional. And here, okay, here at the MTF, we are like three guys at the pub. watching the game on the TV and yelling at the TV, talking shit about other teams. Yeah, wankers. Vixer, and we are going on, you know, 50,
what are you doing, Ralph?
25 tangents an hour and all that. And it's great. So my point is, I guess there is something for everyone. That's it.
Yep.
And shout out to the other Airtel podcast.
If you want technical stuff, then you know where to go.
Yes.
So you're saying that
you don't go to the pub.
Yeah,
you don't go to the pub for that.
So you're saying that they are the teacher pets and we are the ruffians from way back in the classroom?
No, well, that's being pejorative. No, I meant that, you know, as a compliment to... Absolutely.
I haven't had time to listen to it because I have all these German podcasts to listen to and I hardly get done with them. So today I was grocery shopping, listening to Hertha Base, but I love them all. They're really nice. I know most of them personally. They're really nice guys, but Jesus. The thing is, they usually have their show on Monday and then a transfer happens after that, you know?
Okay, yeah.
And then this time they said, okay, we're going to postpone the podcast. And then they said, oh, yeah, that was pointless because nothing happened.
Yeah, it was. Well, yeah, it was like the show you watched, Jan. You know,
Ted Lasso.
They were jerking off Bayern for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't watch it. That I don't watch as a rule.
Okay, good.
Never watch it. Never watch it.
Good. But you did on that day.
No, I didn't.
Okay, but you were complaining that they were talking about...
Yeah, of course. The other podcasts are talking about, especially there is Immer Hertha from Morgenpost.
Okay.
Yeah. This one is very nice because it's both... There are two journalists who work strictly for Hertha content at Morgenpost. The thing is, Morgenpost now went ahead and most of the articles about Hertha are now behind a paywall.
Mm.
But the podcast is free.
It didn't used to be, though, did they?
They changed it. There were some big changes. I mean, Uwe Bremer left or had to leave 1 or 2 years ago. And now there's...
I always sort of relied on him as a reliable sort of source of information because you look at stuff in Bilt and what have you and you think, yeah, that's bollocks. But
he's
if he said
crazy
it, then...
It's... Now. I mean, do you follow him? He's really on a... He's on a revenge tour, you know, in Desperado, going after Preetz, and now look at his tweets. It's really he has some. I mean, the other guy from Kurier, Andreas Lorenz, you know him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he worked for Berliner Kurier for I don't know 20 years or something, and then. Kurier did restructuring and then he went off and I think he now lives near Kaiserslautern and does something in the private. I think he does PR for some company. I don't know.
Okay.
But he still, you know, he sometimes does something. I think he was on a couple of episodes of Exil Hertana podcast. Have you heard about that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So he's still around and I think he went on Darmwahl a couple of times. But Uwe Bremer really has, I know, he has some unfinished business with Hertha. Seriously. Yeah.
He's out of the box now.
Yeah.
So it's
like a bull.
Weapons free. Yeah. Fire at will.
Yeah. So I don't know. But so everything from this ungodly show is somehow mentioned by the people at Immer Hertha. So that stuff I somehow know about without having to watch that crap.
All right.
I mean, it's the worst show in the world. It's done at the airport hotel in Munich. Everybody's getting drunk. It's horrible. And all they talk about is Munich.
What's the name of that show?
Doppelpass. Like give and go. Like
yeah, it's...
On Sport 1.
Yeah, it was at the Karpinski Hotel in Munich, I think, right?
Yeah, but it's right next to the airport.
Okay. Yeah,
if you fly into Munich, then you have to go on the S-Bahn and you drive, the train goes right by it. It's this totally glass and it's a horrible show. I mean, once Dada went there and what they do is they talked about your team for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I think it was after a Bayern game.
Oh, God.
And
okay.
They talked about Hertha for 5 seconds, and then they talked about how Bayern did in the game against Hertha, and then they talk about Bayern.
Jesus.
I mean, after the deadline day was done, they had this show where, who's the guy who played for Liverpool, the German? Didi Hamann? Didi Hamann was on?
Mm-hmm.
And guess what they talked about?
Oh, my God. Bayern. Did he ever play for Bayern? Hamann?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Long time, I guess.
Okay, I should know, but I guess I forgot. All right.
We just don't care.
Also that, yes.
So, do you guys think that Dardai might be replaced or leave soon? Simon?
It depends how things unfold after the break, doesn't it?
Bochum and Fürth, both freshly promoted. Bochum being the team where I think they might have a chance to stay in Fürth. Really, really slim chances, and they already lost Nankam to the injury.
Mm.
But he seems to be recovering, yeah. Yeah, the next two games are really, really important. I mean, if they lose both of them...
Yeah, that would be...
That would be doing a Schalke, that would.
Shit sandwich. Yeah. Shit. Yeah, but remember Schalke? They got... One season they were runner-up. Then they somehow managed to stay afloat. And then they had this huge losing streak that went across two seasons.
Yes.
I mean...
Something like 35 games?
And 5 years ago they were in the Champions League.
Yeah, it's kind of weird though, isn't it?
Hey, by the way, when I was looking for Schalke, I saw that Kicker has an interview with Bobic.
Mm-hmm.
Very, like 15 minutes ago went online. And he talks about deadline day is a hype that nobody cares about, basically. And he says he apologizes to Hertha fans for the transfer thing with the 22%.
Uh-huh.
This is the only thing he feels bad about. And apart from that, he says that we got rid of players. Each of everyone said they wear the jersey, but not in the way they were. They should, you know, mm-hmm. like what he said. We only want people who are 100% on board, like you said earlier. And one thing is, I think you can still get rid of players or get players from abroad. There's something, you know, this whole transfer thing is a bit complicated. I think if players are without a team, they can still come in. And Kalou is a free agent right now. Aha!
Okay.
That would be fun, wouldn't it? I mean...
At this point, I wouldn't mind, to be honest.
I mean, would you have minded at any point?
I mean, if things have been going fantastically well, I would have said, yeah, maybe we don't want to upset, you know, chemistry. But at this point right now, exactly. Right now, they're, you know, we've got nothing to lose. So, you know, bring back Pele for all I care.
If the chemistry get messed up any further for the chemists out there, it'll end up being a bit like a thermite reaction, and the whole lot will go off like a volcano.
Yeah, like a meth lab blowing up.
I mean, leave it to Simon to get all, you know, highbrow and Mr. Fancy Schmancy words.
An interesting thing that I saw, I think I saw it in a little clip somewhere, probably on Twitter. They had Didier Drogba, mm-hmm. You know, ex of Chelsea. And I think he's playing in the MLS now. And they showed a little bits. I think I'm not certain about that. But wherever he is he's playing, because he's, oh, I don't know, 37, 38, 39, even maybe.
I think he's retired now, but his last few seasons were in MLS.
Was it? Because they showed it, and he was just dancing around all over the place. So even at that sort of age, you know, he was sort of just bossing his way through the defence and putting the goal away. So even somebody that's sort of quite old can do remarkable things. So who knows?
Oh, he's 43. He's my age.
Oh, gosh. That old? Aye.
I remember right after Chelsea, he played in Montreal for the Montreal Impact for two seasons. And I remember the first season he was there, he was dynamite. He was unstoppable. And the second season, I think he kind of wanted to leave and, you know, things weren't as good. But after that, he played for the Phoenix Rising in the 2017.
No, before Arizona United, and think they changed their name.
Yeah. Okay.
He's been retired since 18-19.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, so he didn't play in 17-18 at all.
What I got here was Phoenix Rising, 17-18, 22 appearances and 14 goals.
I think that the team changed name from Arizona, because he played for Arizona United, according to Transfermarkt,
okay,
in the 16-17 season. And then he played for Phoenix Rising, and then he retired officially.
Okay, yeah. Yeah,
so that's correct. The tweet that I saw was it was quite recent, but it must have been a historical thing, and that must have just washed over me. But hey.
That's all right. No, but yeah, she was amazing in Montreal.
It was just talking about freebies sort of coming in. Sort of an old guy, but a golden oldie.
Drogba won the Champions League together with Kalou in 20.
That's right. Yeah,
I think Drogba played a bigger part in it. Kalou.
Possible.
I think he's got a penalty.
I don't remember. That's possible.
No idea.
I just remember the joy I got from FC Bayern being totally devastated by being beaten at home.
That was quite funny. Nice. That was quite funny. Yeah.
Good times. All right. So, do we have anything else? Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. We had our first SpeakPipe respondent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have his. I just know what he looks like. Hang on. I have to look at the email. The email says
We're hanging.
Pera Flocks. Era Flux, and he left three messages. Thank you very much. And he asked about what we think about the transfers.
He's a gaming Hertha metal fan.
Yeah, almost awesome. Like Simon, without the Hertha and the metal. Simon,
rumor has it he's about 6'7" or something. I've never met the guy, but I see him a lot.
I think his Twitter bio says something like "big people problems" or something like that.
Oh, nice. All right, so thank you for the messages. And he talked about
Dardai being a lame duck, and what we think about Dardai, and that's exactly the question I asked you before we somehow talked about Kalou for some reason. So do you think he's leaving?
Well,
as we mentioned before, though, it really depends a lot, I think, on the next couple of games. Yeah. If we were to lose those, then Lord only knows what's going to happen. But if we were to win those, then he'll stick around.
And replace him with whom? That's the biggest problem. I mean, who's available right now?
Ted Lasso.
Antonio Conte?
Who?
Conte?
Is he?
I think he's still available, but he would be insane to accept this. I would love to have him there, but that's not going to happen.
No, I think he's too good. I mean, Conte.
Yes.
I mean, did he coach the Italian team?
Conte? Right? I don't remember. Maybe at some point, but yeah.
But he's the guy with the brown hair who always looks a bit bored.
Yeah, you could say.
One of our listeners, then. or Jan, come to that, without the brown hair.
That's him.
Or Patrick with hair.
What other questions were there?
What do we think about the transfers?
Yeah, I think we've covered that one.
Yeah. And, the games are pretty pointless to talk about. I mean, but one important question that somebody raised on the Imahata podcast, how did they lose all that momentum? I mean, if they went in Innsbruck, they beat the B team of Liverpool. 4-3.
Oh, yeah, but that's preseason. That's horseshit.
Yeah, but still, I mean, everything was going well. They were playing well. They were defending. And the offense looked like somebody had a clue what they were doing.
That's preseason. That's horseshit.
I mean, yeah, but a couple of people were always saying, yeah, and now we have to. I mean, our offense is Zelke. God help us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's preseason. That's horse shit. It's the only thing I'm going to say until we finish.
What could you say, really?
I really don't care about friendlies. I never have. And, you know, I mean, good for them if that game made them feel better. But okay, so that's an awesome sound effect. I'm going to have to try and edit it out.
Record that one.
Yes.
It's a tropical drink.
Okay.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I'm the only guy who's trying to get some advertisers in here.
And it will stay that way.
By a horse shit.
All right. So
we could have some other sound effects of
oh, me. God. No, I hate you guys.
No.
So we can put the messages at the end of the recording if we want, or maybe not. We will. You guys will find out. At the same time, we will.
Jan's got quite a big one, haven't you, that you're hoping to be able to fit into the next episode. Is that right, Jan?
Oh, yeah. It's a very, very long message that, I mean, we can't really play it. And I'm scared it might have more substance than the entire show we just did, you know, in the 1 hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, my son came on. I thought he's not allowed to come on again because he knew what he was talking about.
Yeah.
We will discuss it in the next episode for sure.
In the next episode, yeah.
Yes.
Sounds good.
I mean, the only things I wanted to talk about probably... Okay, we have the injuries. We talked about the injuries. And one thing I totally forgot, it was the first home game since... I mean, okay, I didn't go to the other games last season where you had like 5,000 people. But Wolfsburg was the first match since February 2020 for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally forgot. I wanted to take some audio to play on the podcast. I've totally forgot. I only have a few videos. Maybe I can post them again on the Instagram account.
Yeah.
Probably.
Sure.
Apart from that, it was really, I don't know. You didn't watch the match, but did you?
Some of it. Yes. Most of it.
Because I thought it was pretty loud for 18,000 people, especially with the ultras not being there.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And their seats were cordoned off during the game with blue and white. You know, this, we call it Flatterband in German. You know, the police.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you mean, but I don't know what
it was. It was tapered off. You couldn't go there. The middle of the Ostkurve.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It was pretty loud. And the fact that, I mean, there were no official supporters, but it sounded pretty great to me.
Good. Mm. That's encouraging.
And, I loved it. By the way, aren't you guys coming over soon? Simon, you'll be there for the next game?
I'll be there for the next home game, and I definitely will record and photograph lots of shit. So
and
look out for that, guys.
Patrick will be here for the marathon.
Yes, hopefully I can be there for the game as well, but that's still in the air.
Yeah, I still can't buy any tickets. It's strange.
Fingers
crossed. I will get on the ASAP. I will call my friends in high places.
Okay, thanks.
And they'll say, oh, God, it's not him again. No.
Let's give him a ticket just to shut him up.
Yeah, what do you want now?
All right. So that's it, I guess?
Yep.
I mean, did we talk about Ekelenkamp and that stuff? Or do you want to postpone that? Or Never mind.
I got the anagram.
Let's see what he does when it comes down to it, rather than speculating wildly as to
what was it again?
He may or may not do. Was that half a bicycle or something?
Half solid bike was Belfodil. Ekelenkamp was a knee jerk maple gunk.
No, that's not one of your better ones, that one.
Yeah, I have Ken Mark.
Maple
gunk. I have Ken Mark keep jungle.
What?
That was it. The rest was a bunch of words that didn't make any sense. Not that this did, but you know what I mean.
If anybody listening can make any sense of the last two things he said, you can go to our link
and tweet it to us.
Or leave a message. I don't know. It's. Do you do this by yourself, or do you have a program for that, an app? Or do you do the little mind thingy, you do your
There are a couple workout. Of things on Google that can help with that.
It's time well spent.
Well, sometimes.
Okay.
Let's pull the plug.
We'll be back after the home game, right?
Mm-hmm. Against Fürth, yes.
Which one is the next home game?
Fürth on September 17th. So 2 weeks. Yes, two weeks.
So okay, Friday we'll be night back game.
Somewhere around September 20th or earlier. Right?
Around that, yeah. That works.
Yeah.
You guys can join us at DMTF Podcast on Twitter. And Instagram, same thing. And
talk to us on SpeakPipe.
Yeah, speakpipe.com/DMTF podcast as well.
Yeah, it's all, if you go to the Twitter bio or the Instagram bio, there's a link tree and it's all in the link tree.
Okay, perfect. Awesome.
There was something I wanted to, oh, do you guys want to change your prediction for the season? Last chance?
I'm going to say 15th.
15?
Yes. No relegation, but barely.
Like last year.
Yeah.
Skin of your teeth.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll stick with my original prediction.
Which was 11th, I think?
9? It was something, okay. One digit.
Okay. Simon, really? You were 10th? You said
10th? Yeah, I think I was.
You said 11 or something like that, Patrick.
Mid-table, I think. Yeah, I think it might have been 11th, yeah.
I think I said 11th as well, but now I'm going 15.
Yeah, I think it's going to have to drift down a bit. I don't know, I'll just make a number up, 13.
But after the Wolfsburg game, that I said if we keep playing like this, we'll be in a solid position by Christmas.
I hope you're right.
Yeah.
But then they played the Bayern game.
Anyway. Right. That's a wrap, I would say.
Get vaccinated, wear your mask, and don't be an asshole.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is to everybody out there. Thank you, Patrick, to Trois-Rivières.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Simon, to the British Islands, right?
Thank you very much.
And thank you, myself, for being the greatest host in the history of mankind.
Thank you, everyone. And
Hang
in there.
Let us know what you think. Any thoughts, any questions, you can hit us on social media or email us at info@dmtfpodcast.com. Have a nice day. Enjoy the international break with very important games that need to be played during a pandemic.
Yes.
Yes.
Patrick, how about some applause?
Oh, yeah.
Well deserved.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Salomon Kalou, and keep listening to the Dalmatian Football Podcast. Yeah.